Not everyone knows about the four spikes that were used in the original Golden Spike Ceremony. We're sharing a little history next on Western Life Radio.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Several ceremonial spikes were on site 150 years ago to connect a nation. Julie Blanchard with the Golden Spike National Historic Park meets us at the rails.
So we do have a replica of it that we have inside of our visitor center. The original gold spike was here for the ceremony, but they really just brought it to the ceremony and then it left. Not something that they wanted to leave behind. It was worth a lot of money then as well. So it went back to California and eventually ended up at Stanford University, and so they've got it at their museum there. Now the replica that we do carry in our visitor center is also unique because our replica spike has gone to space and back. So that's something that we kind of take pride in here. There were actually four ceremonial spikes for the ceremony in 1869. And there were two gold spikes. One spike was gold and silver, and one spike was all silver. And you know, everybody always says that the last spikes were driven. Well, the ceremonial spikes, not exactly driven. What they did was they brought out a polished laurel wood tie that had four pre-drilled holes in it. And so when they were going through the ceremony and presenting those spikes, they just dropped them into the pre-drilled holes. If you try to drive a gold spike, you're just going to flatten it. So they were well aware of that. And once the ceremony was over, they replaced that special tie.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.